This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, an important new book that uncovers the danger of activist judges and how they rewrite laws with no regard for the Constitution. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Since 1965, the United States has undergone a tremendous shift toward early education for children. Most adults never attended any kind of preschool, but today not only kindergarten but preschool is becoming the norm. Georgia created the first statewide universal preschool program for four-year-olds in 1993, and Oklahoma, New York, and West Virginia did likewise. In 2002, Florida voters adopted a constitutional amendment requiring the state to provide free preschool for every four-year-old child. However, despite increased enrollment in formal early education programs, student academic achievement has shown little or no improvement. Some early childhood programs provide some short-term benefits for disadvantaged children, but experts say that for middle-class youngsters, there is no evidence that early instruction has lasting benefits, and there is considerable evidence that it can do lasting harm, and that if we don't wake up to the potential danger of these harmful practices, we may do serious damage to a large segment of the next generation. Implicit in these pre-kindergarten programs is the assumption that the state should take more responsibility for educating young children. In other words, the village should raise the child. A large majority of so-called child advocates urge that government policy move toward a universal national system similar to those in many European countries. Most parents feel otherwise. More than 70% of parents with young children say it is their own responsibility to pay the costs of caring for their children. The public opinion research organization called Public Agenda reports, at the most basic level, parents of young children believe that having a full-time parental presence at home is what's best for very young children, and it is what most would prefer for their own family.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. For a special update on the kindergarten and preschool years, write to Mrs. Schlafly in care of Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the Early Childhood Education Packet. Once again, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us each weekday as we explore today's most important issues on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
applaud them for that. We really
do. Absolutely. I applaud this guy.
Yep.
It's
rare. Compare him to Austin, Texas, Ron. Compare him to what they're doing in Austin, Texas with their sanctuary city and going against the Minutemen. It's just appalling to me. It really is.
It really is. And, you know, Terry, our own city in Orange, California, we may as well be a sanctuary city.
Well, you are. You are. You're not may as well be. You are. That's what Orange County is. Orange County has turned into one of the big sanctuary areas. In fact, the whole state of California, it's rare that you will find somewhere here that's not a sanctuary. But you know what, Ron? We're working on it. We're doing the best we can. And as Brian Bilbray just said, we're making progress, and that's what counts.
I think we are.
Yep, we are. All right, buddy. My best to Jen. You guys take care.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Let's go to Cherie calling from Valparaiso, Indiana. Cherie, what do you hear? What do you say?
I say Merry Christmas, Terry. I'll be listening next Sunday.
Oh, boy, that's nice to know somebody's going to be here with me. I thought I'd be sitting here by myself.
No, we wouldn't leave you all alone.
Okay, feel free to call in. I'm sure the lines will be open. We'll see. We'll see. We got something special, though.
Oh, good. Well, there's a lot happening in Indiana. We need some help. We need your listeners like Jennifer to get involved. Join iFire and help us out here. We've had a lot of things going on. We've been protesting a local bank here who's giving home loans to illegal aliens. They not only give them loans, but they throw them a party. In the bank, complete with a mariachi band.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they gave these people a $500 gift certificate.
When did we ever get a party at a bank, you know?
I know.
Maybe a foreclosure party or something like that. We never get anything. You know what I tell people all the time? I see what they're doing for illegals and Hispanics, too. I see what these banks and these companies are doing, and I tell them, you know, black folks, we never got that. We never got any of that. How come we don't get it in our community here in L.A.? We never got anybody reach out to us. Nothing special.
Well, you know what? Our governor is calling illegal aliens the new Americans.
Well, we got a term for them, too. We say they're the new something else. I can't say it on the air.
Well, a bunch of us older Americans don't like it very much because we're paying for these new Americans who aren't even Americans. They don't even have the decency to come here legally.
No, they don't. And, you know, I did the Lou Epton show in Vegas a couple weeks ago, and a guy called up there and said, well, you should be happy. I came here and learned your language, and I assimilated. I said, you know what? I don't care if you assimilate. I don't want you here. I don't want you assimilating at all. I don't want you here. It's not a matter of whether you come here and like me or don't like me. If you come here legally, I accept you. I will accept you as a potential American. And when you become an American, you're just as good as somebody born here. But don't tell me what you've done for me. You've done nothing but violate my country, my sovereignty, and my way of life. And Cherie, that angers me.
I know, it does me too. And I have no problem with legal immigrants realizing the American dream, but I don't like the Americans losing that dream and
Absolutely.
Actually having it turn into a nightmare for them.
We're going to have to stop illegal immigration, and we're going to have to set illegal immigration back to traditional levels. I mean, it's out of control. We're taking in 1.2 million a year and 1 million illegals. That's 2.2 million per year. And guess what? They're trying to increase legal and amnesty the illegals. This is insane.
I know, and they're going to make it even worse in Indiana because now they're trying to give driving certificates to illegal aliens. They're having a hard time giving them driver's licenses. They want to give them a certificate like they do in Tennessee and Utah.
Cherie, I get angrier when I see what's happening in Indiana and Kentucky and Tennessee and the Carolinas than I do what's happening here. This is a traditional illegal alien destination, and we've had it for years. Not to this number that we've got now, but we did have it. But to see what's going on back there, places that never had illegal immigration now, it's really outrageous. They make the claim here about the American Southwest was once theirs. They're going to take it back. What the hell are they doing in Indiana? That was never part of Mexico or Spain. But they say they're going to take the whole country. And you know what? I'm starting to believe them.
Well, I know. When I first started this, my goal was to keep Indiana from turning into California. But it's happening even faster than I can believe it.
It's going to get worse. And all I can say is this. We're going to have to fight against it harder and harder. We've got people of all walks of life. We've got all races. We've got all ages, all persuasions, all sizes, heights, weights, and everything else of Americans who want to get involved in this. We have some legal resident aliens who are on our side who are also fighting this fight. So we're going to have to just keep on doing what we're doing, Cherie. And I want to thank you for what you do with iFire. That's iFire.org, right?
Yes.
That's your organization. I want to appreciate, thank you for all the stuff you guys do back there in Illinois and Indiana, in that area. It's tough. But we're just going to have to keep it going. I got to go, kid.
Thanks for all you do, Terry.
My best to your beautiful mother.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
And to Melanie.
You take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All
right. There you go. That's Indiana, folks. Things are going on all over this country, and it's not getting any better or any worse for them. It's getting better for them and worse for us, and it's just something we're going to have to stop. Let's go to Ron calling from South Central L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Listen, today was a wonderful day for me. And it took the Los Angeles Police Department on at the Southwest Division 25 years to write a police report on a gang of illegal alien filth who have been blasting out this entire neighborhood for 25 years. My father's had 10 strokes in 5 years. And to Mr. Roy Burns from the Sheriff's Department, I take care of this man religiously. He's had 10 strokes. He's a disabled Marine Corps veteran, World War II, 5th Marine Division. All of the strokes he's had right on this property because of this gang of filth next door being allowed by the Southwest Division Police Department in Los Angeles County to allow this gang to literally blast this entire neighborhood out with live music.
Well, you know, Ron, that's my police division also, and I've seen what they do. If you call them up and say that there's too much noise, they'll come out, and usually you get two Mexican police in the car who will do absolutely nothing but ride by. They got their skinheads and tattooed down with jailhouse tats on their neck and everywhere else, and nobody says a word about that. They just ride by, and if you got white police or black police, they're afraid to say anything, and they treat these people like they're the chosen people, and they can't say anything about them. These parties, we never had a party on my street until these people started moving in. When I say these people, I mean newly arrived, non-English-speaking, Spanish-speaking people who live 20 in a house. That's who I'm talking about. And it angers me that now every other house is having a party every weekend. I mean, it's just outrageous. What is it to party for? And if you're going to party, why are you going to disturb your neighbors and keep them up half the night and the police do nothing?
Terry Anderson, I'm going to tell you something. This black officer that came out here tonight, I found out she's my senior lead officer. I honor this woman, Amanda E. Castile. And by God, she's the first person I've ever seen come out here and even show an interest. She got that book. I was like, I'm going to write a police report. And I said, young lady, you're the very first one who ever has. This gang took this live music out in the parking lot without a permit.
You have to have a permit to have live music, Ron.
Well, they've never had to have one because of the fact they're illegal aliens.
Well, I take that back then. They don't have to have anything.
No, of course. But you and me do that? Woo! They bring a SWAT team.
Yeah, they do.
Listen, Terry.
All right, Ron, you take care, my best.
My God, Merry Christmas to you and your lovely family, and God be with you, my brother.
All right, buddy, you take care.
Bye-bye, sir.
All right, Ron.
Good night, sir.
Let's go to Adam calling from Austin, Texas. Adam, what do you hear? What do you say?
How you doing? I'm a small business owner from Austin, Texas, and I'm Hispanic.
Yes, sir.
And pretty much the reason for me calling is just to let you know that it's affecting just, people's attitudes towards illegal aliens is, projected onto Hispanics that have been here all their lives, that their parents have been here all their lives.
That's not
and
fair.
It's affecting, it's affecting my business. And the thing is, I'd like to let people know this is reminiscent of what African Americans had to go through. I mean, and the thing is, African Americans had presence of mind to go against this, and there's different types of people. And thing is, there's Hispanics, and then there's these illegal filth, as you would put it, or as anyone else would put it. And it just makes me sick.
Adam,
on how people want to categorize and generalize people like myself.
Adam, allow me to say this, Adam. It's wrong if people generalize with you. About a third of our listeners and supporters of this show are American Hispanics, and some of them are immigrants. Some legalized. I mean, some are legal resident aliens, and some have become citizens. So we are not racial on the show whatsoever. Some of my best friend, my best buddy in the whole world, is of Mexican descent. Lives in El Paso, Texas.
I'm not saying.
No. I'm doing a disclaimer for you, and I am telling people that they cannot discriminate against you because you are Hispanic, Latino, Latin, or whatever. You are an American citizen, and they should not take their prejudice over onto you. Our prejudice should be to illegal aliens. Period.
That sounds good, Terry, but subconsciously people are less likely to go to my business than an African American's business or a white man's business for the simple fact that I am Hispanic.
Well,
and
in my neighborhood,
the thing is people have to get that out of their mind.
They do, Adam, I totally agree. In my neighborhood, Hispanics will not patronize black businesses whatsoever. So I know there's a lot of prejudice going both ways, and I condemn it. I will not condone it. It is wrong, and I will do all I can to help you get past
that. I need for the government, and everybody does, to make these people pay taxes and stop making taxpayers pay for them to have babies. I'm
absolutely
so tired of seeing 20 babies running around, and no one's taking care of them, and oh, who's taking care of the Medicare and everything? Taxpayers. I'm sick of it.
Well, Adam, I gotta go. Thank you so much for the call, folks out there.
I'm sick of it.
If you're in Austin, Texas, you patronize this man. We must patronize our fellow Americans. This man is my brother, and he is my brother based on his nationality, not his race, his nationality. That is the word nation. He is from the same place I am from, and I will applaud him for being an American and calling the show. And I'm sorry this is happening. Adam, thanks for the call. You call us again. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Evelyn calling from the city of Irvine, California. Ev, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hello, Terry. Well, I don't want them to pay taxes. I want them out of here.
No, I don't want to pay taxes either.
Okay, I want to talk about, first of all, this the bill that just came through Congress this week. A lot of it is due to Jim Gilchrist and what he did, and that he ran for Congress in the 48th District, and they are afraid of him. And they're starting to feel like they're afraid of us. But our newly elected representative, John Campbell, who, by the way, stated publicly that he will not join Tom.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Yep.
Right. Well, they gave John Campbell a bone. The party said, here, you give this amendment to the legislation to do away with sanctuary cities, to make him look good. So he did. He offered that amendment, and I don't think it came out of his own brain.
Probably not.
But I call him at least now. I'm going to be calling him at least two or three times a week to tell him that I'm watching what he does, and I'm watching. I expect him to stand up and make a public spectacle of himself saying, I will not accept the Senate amnesty bill. I will not have it be part of our...
Well, I want to tell you a little bit about the Miracle 2 soap products, which we carry at Radio and Everyday. Now, we can't make any medical claims for them, but we will tell you that many of the people who use these products...
We're watching you. And by the way, how did you like the way J.D. Hayworth told Fox to shut up?
He told him, just shut up. Don't you love it?
Keep out of our business and shut
Absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. All right, Ev, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
All right. J.D. Hayworth did do that. Tell you guys, he is a stand-up guy. Let's go to Eric calling from Los Angeles. Eric, not much time. What do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. First, I just want to say hello to Lupe Moreno of Latinos for American Immigration Reform.
A stand-up guy of a lady.
A lady, yeah. regarding Fox, I want to say that every time he opens his big, fat mouth, Americans who are involved in this movement have to give him a big thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, I've said that before. When they make these racist statements and some of the things they say, these organizations and Fox and some of his people, every time they do it, they get an American off the couch.
They help us.
Yep, they get an American
they
off the couch.
The more outrageous things Fox says, the better it is for us.
There you
it
go.
It pisses Americans off.
It does. You're absolutely
that's
right.
That's all
Eric.
I want to say.
Eric, thanks so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Call me again.
All right,
Take
bye.
Care. Let's go to Brian calling from San Diego. Brian, what do you hear? What do you say? Not
Just
much time.
Yeah, hey, Terry, listen, man, I want to respond to that one guy, man, that called from Austin. And I understand, man, he might be feeling some backlash and so forth with what's going on as far as this whole illegal immigration thing. But I'm just kind of sick of these Hispanics, man, you know, using black people. I mean, and saying that it's kind of like what African Americans went through. I want everybody to know within the sound of my voice, man, that Africans were brought here, you know, at gunpoint, okay? Illegal aliens are coming over here on their own volition. Nobody's forcing them to come over here. That's a far cry from somebody being forced to come over to this country
and be
slaves in this country.
One other thing, Brian, you're absolutely right. There's a difference. And I would say this to Adam, who called from Austin. I will not condone.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year.
And if more Hispanics were like Lupe and her sister Angie and some of these other people, Mr. Vasquez up in Idaho, if they spoke up more and showed that they were Americans, there would be less of a backlash, because since they're so silent, people think they're in accord with what the illegal aliens do.
Well,
so you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
They're aiding and abetting their own people, man, and that's what it is. And what it comes down to is what your call screener said. It comes down to DNA. If the people that are coming over here illegally look like them and speak the same language
that
they
right.
speak, then they give them a pass. But if these were black people that were pouring across that border, they'd be jumping up and screaming and yelling. Everyone else.
Africans, West Indians, they would be having a fit and talking about, no, the Mayate's got to go. That's what they would be saying.
And I
see.
Jerry.
Take care, Brian. Let's go to Jerry.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And we'll listen to you on Christmas night.
Okay, good. Give me a call, too. I'll be here all alone.
Well, I'll probably give you a call.
All right, Jerry.
I have two things. One, I hope my phone's better than it was last Wednesday night. And secondly, I support Don. It's Don Goldwater for waiting to run
governor.
For governor.
Governor
of
State of Arizona. That's right.
That's right. And you Texans out there, remember this. When they surrendered at the Alamo, the ones who were alive, they didn't shoot them. They took them out and they hacked them to death. That's an actual record, from my understanding, from historical fact.
We definitely have to remember the Alamo. No
and
doubt.
So don't forget to remember Luca. He has that on his record, too.
Luca's a good
on his CD. And the last but not least, in 2007, but I'm going to see if I can have it brought back in 2006, Disney is going to bring back Mr. Lincoln. Mr. Lincoln has that favorite phrase of his, which I'll paraphrase, not all the armies across the mountains or go up or sail up the Mississippi River. The problem will come from within. The problem is here, brothers. It is from within.
Well,
and I'll tell you, our men, they're going to win, and we're going to win this fight because it's God, family, and country, and God bless Terry Anderson.
And, Jerry, you know what? Let me just say this to you before you go. You say from within. That means not just the politicians who are betraying us. It also means us. Those of us who do nothing, say nothing, go nowhere, say nothing to our politicians, demand anything. We continue to vote for those who do us wrong. We continue to send money to those who do us wrong. The power is there. You heard the comment I gave from Tom Tancredo. He said, you people did this. I thank you for it. And that means we must do more to continue this going. Jerry,
well,
thank
the Lord is on our side. He wants those people to go home, wherever.
Well, he wants them to obey the law. He said they must obey the law.
Make their country great like ours.
Gotta go, Jerry. Thanks
God
for the
bless.
Call, buddy. I want to remind everybody, folks, that number we gave out, that's the Capital Gold Group, safestgold.com. Jonathan Rose, give him a call at 1-800-510-9594. And I want to remind you this week with the swings, two really good ones, Lead Bullet Loons and Loony Lefties, and the other one is Two Ghetto Boys. Really good stuff this week with the swings on our website. You can go there and read it. Let's go real quick to Jennifer from Orange. Jennifer, you got about 20 seconds.
Hi, Terry.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Just fine. How you doing, Kim?
Oh, great. I just want to say that I want to talk about the bill that just passed in Congress.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad it passed. And what we need to do now is contact our senators, whatever state you're in. In my state, it's Boxer and Feinstein, and say that we want no amnesty and no guest worker program. And that's all I want to say.
Thank you so much, Jen. I want to encourage people to call also. I don't know how much the senators are going to listen to, but you can give them a call. Thanks, Jen. You
we
take care.
We hope they do.
All right.
Thank you, Terry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And more important than that, folks, call this congressman. Call your House of Representatives people and tell them do not accept anything that's got a guest worker amnesty. We do not want it. We will not accept it. Next week is Christmas Day. We will be here live. I'm inviting everybody to come back and listen. We'll be here. We won't be on but an hour. You can take that away from the turkey and the family. Maybe turn on the radio. Let the family to hear how outrageous I am. You never know what they'll say. Don't forget our good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue in Camelback. Support him when you're in Phoenix, folks. Buy a new car, used car, get your oil changed. He's a good guy. He is one of us. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, who always does our show so fine, so correct, so accurate. We just love this guy. He's a great kid. I want to also thank Les Blinkhorn, my producer, for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, folks, we need your help to stay on the air. The calendars will be out soon, the Terry Anderson Show calendars 2006. To get yours, send your donation to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. If you give money by PayPal, send us a note. Tell us you gave money in PayPal. We will send you a calendar also. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about all the time, the most important ones. That's the TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeepportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, that's right, Christmas Day, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.